Welcome to From the Magazine, a podcast of Holiness Today, where you will hear from our authors and editors about everyday faith. On today's episode, here's Scott Rainey discuss the NDI core principle of fervent prayer.
Nazarene Discipleship International, or NDI, recently released its five core principles to help local churches focus on Christ-like disciple-making along a journey of grace. The core principles came from a global discipleship strategy team that wrestled with one question over a period of 2 months. What are the principles, practices, and behaviors of a healthy local church that makes disciples along a journey of grace? That is a discipleship continuum that includes reaching the lost, establishing new believers, and walking with believers into a surrendered, spirit-filled relationship with God that the Church of the Nazarene calls entire sanctification. What does a church do on a daily basis to accomplish this important task of Christ-like disciple-making? The first core principle that came into focus from the global strategy team was what we came to call fervent prayer. A disciple-making church prays for and with the lost, teaches new believers to pray, and develops a praying congregation. Recently, a New Testament story caught my attention. The Sadducees, a deeply religious group during the time of Jesus, came to Jesus and tried to confuse him with a difficult spiritual question. The question was meant to make Jesus stumble in his theology. Jesus didn't fall for their tricks at all. His words were direct and are important for us today. Matthew chapter 22, verse 29 records Jesus' words. Jesus said, "You are in error because you do not know the scripture or the power of God." I'm amazed at what I learn about the North American church's prayer and devotional life. Many Christians today have trouble giving God 5 minutes each day. Others are so hit and miss in their devotions, their time with Jesus ends up being once or twice a week. Recently, George Barna did a survey in the church in North America. What his survey revealed was that pastors were not much better on this issue. In fact, 30% of pastors, according to the survey results, don't read their Bible in a given week, 30%. In holiness denominations, the reality is more bleak. 50% of holiness denominational pastors don't read their Bible in a given week. If Bible reading is this much of a challenge, I am confident that fervent prayer would be even more of a disappointing surprise. The starting place of discipleship is alone time with Jesus. Disciples of Jesus do, by definition, spend time with Jesus. I've heard people say, "We are always making disciples. The question is, what kind of disciples are we making?" If we are to make Christ-like disciples, we must first be Christ-like disciples. You see, we will reproduce our own kind. Let me encourage you to ponder this question. Are you willing to enter that holy space, that quiet space where God speaks to you? You can't hurry this. You must wait on Him and learn to listen for His voice. If we, Christ Church, have any desire to know the scriptures and the power of God, both of these will come through our alone time with Jesus. If we want to be a disciple-making people, we must first learn to be a people of fervent prayer.
Thank you for listening to the Holiness Today podcast. If you enjoyed this production and wish to hear more, visit holinesstoday.org/podcast or find us on Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts.